Clear about
it. He
just knew that there was the image. It's just this much. But as we look back, you see it here, it speaks about the Christ and His church. Because the eternal purpose of God is Christ and His church. This is in His heart that He wants to do. Simply speaking, this is that picture. But we still have some things that we can't let go.
我们要让主的话, 把我们放在一个很稳固的根基上。
Let us allow the Word of God to establish us on a very firm foundation.
我们用最后的几分钟,
so we just spend the last minute.
我们很快地把它说一下。
We will say it quickly.
你知道以西结这个意象啊, 是起初以西结看见。
Now you know that the vision of Ezekiel was what we saw in the beginning.
到了第十章的时候,
when he comes to chapter 10,
你看见神把他提到耶路撒冷,
you see how God brought him to Jerusalem, he saw it again. He saw it again.
而且他给我们看见那个暗中以色列人的光景。
And he so showed us the condition of Israel in secret.
那里告诉我们有25个人。
Now it shows the 25 men.
他们站在圣殿美门那个地方。
They were standing near the beautiful gate of the temple.
他们的脸呢, 是不是朝向至圣所, 他们的脸是朝向太阳。
Their face wasn't towards the Holy of Holies, it was towards the sun. And they were worshipping the sun.
你说这怎么可能?
You see, how is that possible?
神的荣耀如果住在圣殿,
if the glory of God was in the temple,
他们的脸怎么不朝向圣, 不朝向至圣所, 怎么朝向太阳呢?
How could their face not be facing the Holy of Holies, but it's towards the sun?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, Ezekiel tells us this,
如果就是外面大环境来说,
outwardly speaking,
你知道说有一天, 以色列人被掳到巴比伦去,
you know that one day the people of Israel were exiled to Babylon.
被掳到巴比伦以前,
before they were exiled to Babylon,
尼布加尼撒王来到耶路撒冷,
King Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem.
结果他放火把整个的城烧了,
and then he burned down the whole city.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 这就是尼布加尼撒的情形。
Now this is the condition of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以圣殿也就烧掉了。
So that's why the temple was burnt too.
那么你会纳闷,
now you will be confused.
耶路撒冷,
isn't Jerusalem the city of the great king?
如果这样,
if it's this way, then shouldn't the presence of God be there? But why would not one stone be upon another stone? Why did God allow the whole city to be burnt down? So we have to know the heart of God.
你知道说,
you know that. Now, the temple represents the presence of God.
圣城,
the city of Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God.
里面有同在,
on the inside there is a presence, on the outside there is a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
如果这个实际在的话,
if the reality is there,
人以神的同在为他的喜乐,
God, makes the presence of God as his joy.
一天到晚在敞开的天底下,
and he always lives under an open heaven.
那神许可外面有看得见的东西,
so then God allows what something external to be seen.
圣殿看得见的,
you can see the temple.
圣城看得见的,
you can see the city.
不过这代表什么?
But what does that mean?
一个代表神的同在,
one represents the presence of God.
一个代表神的荣,
one represents the testimony of God.
但是现在问题在这里,
but the problem is this.
你看这个苹果从里头烂起来,
now this apple actually rots from the inside.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你如果读整个的历史书的话,
if you study the historical book,
以色列人为什么被掳?
Why did were the people of Israel exiled?
你可以猜想，你可以很多的解释,
there are many explanations.
但有一个中心的解释,
but there was a central explanation.
神自己的解释,
it is God's own explanation.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
原因在哪里?
What is the reason?
为什么一块石头不留在一块石头上?
Why is one stone not upon another stone?
只有以西结告诉我们,
only Ezekiel tells us.
原来第一章他所看见神的荣耀,
and what he saw in chapter 1 of the glory of God.
结果他到了耶路撒冷他也看见了,
when he went to Jerusalem he saw it also.
现在他忽然明白过来,
now he finally understood.
原来四活物就是四个基路伯,
the four living creatures are but the four cherubim.
因为他对圣殿非常熟悉,
because he knew the temple very well.
那么好了, 现在到了耶路撒冷,
but now we come to the temple of Jerusalem. So what did he see?
看见神的荣耀慢慢地从至圣所就到了门槛,
he saw how the glory of God went from the Holy of Holies to the gate.
到了门槛就升到城中上空去,
and from the gate it ascended into the air.
然后依依不舍地又停留在橄榄山,
and then not wanting to leave, it would still stop again at Mount of Olives.
到了最后, 那个荣耀就升到天上,
and then lastly, that glory ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白了。
Now do you understand?
因着以色列人犯罪的人。
Because Israel, the people of Israel sinned against God.
他们暗中得罪神的人。
And because they sinned against God.
你看见这不是在普通的眼睛看得见。
They sinned against God in secret. Not everyone could see it.
现在以西结就是异象，他看见了。
Now through vision, the vision Ezekiel saw.
你看见什么都是好的。
As if everything was good.
从传道人到所有弟兄姊妹，通通是好的。
From the preacher to all the brothers and sisters, look good.
你看不见。
You cannot see it.
但是现在以西结看见了。
But now Ezekiel saw.
弟兄姊妹
，Do you see that, brother?
你看。等到看有二十五人，他脸朝着太阳拜太阳的时候。
But when you see the 25 people that were worshiping the sun,
你看见神的荣耀还能和他们同在。
You see, could the glory of God still be present with them?
神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
人的污秽就逼迫着神的荣耀非离开不可。
And then the sin of man persecuted God so that he could no longer stay.
所以圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
现在神的荣耀离开了。
Now the glory of God left.
不过他依依不舍地离开。
Now it left very hesitantly.
所以你如果读那几章的圣经。
So if you study those few chapters.
你看你神的荣耀是慢慢慢慢离开。
You see how the glory of God slowly departed.
他可以升上去了。
He could ascend.
哦，他不能这样做。
He didn't ascend directly.
他结果就停在橄榄山。
And then he stopped in Mount of Olives.
然后就升到天上。
And then ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是神的荣耀，也是从橄榄山升到天上。
Our Lord Jesus is the glory of God. He also ascended into heaven from Mount of Olives.
所以你看见很清楚的。
So you see very clear.
在这里呢，神的荣耀就离开了。
Here the glory of God left.
所以从那个时候开始。
From that time on.
你读但以理书。
You read the book of Daniel.
神就称作天上的神。
God was called the God of the heavens.
本来是天地的主。
Before he was the Lord of heavens and earth.
现在变成天上的神。
Now he became the God of heaven.
神的同在和他的荣耀和他旨意从地上撤退了。
The presence of God and his glory left from the earth.
结果就升到天上。
Then ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是十一章，到了十一章。
This is chapter 11.
你看神的荣耀走了。
You see the glory of God left.
如果神的荣耀离开了
，if the glory of God leaves，
那什么意思
？What does that mean？
那就是这个圣殿房子和所有的房子没有两样。
So that says this temple is no different than any other house.
神就让他一块石头不留下一块石头。
So that's why God allowed him to be not one stone to be upon another stone.
神愿意整个的城烧掉。
God allowed the whole city to be burned down.
这样他不会对自己着迷。
So now it will not become obsessed with itself.
错了还不悔改。
Wrong and it will not repent.
错了错得那么厉害还不肯悔改。
To be so wrong and was not willing to repent.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
现在神许可让外面的东西。一块石头不留在。
Now God allowed the external shell, not one stone to be upon another stone.
这是以西结的 message.
This is the message of Ezekiel.
这十一章的前面的。
This is the first 11 chapters.
那为什么以西结有四十八章
？Now why does Ezekiel have 48 chapters?
感谢神。
Thank God.
以西结这本书是讲盼望的书。
Ezekiel is a book of hope.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
如果你要问圣经里面哪一卷书是讲盼望
，If you want to ask which book is about hope,
讲最清楚的
，that is clearest.
就是以西结书
is the book of Ezekiel.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
虽然以西结，虽然神的荣耀离开
，Even though the glory of God left，
但是以西结有个好消息。
But Ezekiel had a good message.
什么好消息
？What is the good news?
有一天神的荣耀要回来。
One day the glory of God will return.
所以你读到四十三章的时候
，So when you read this chapter 43，
神的荣耀果然回来。
The glory of God returned.
但等一等。
But wait a minute.
神荣耀回来的时候
，When the glory of God returned,
那个圣殿不是同一个圣殿。
That temple was not the same temple.
那个圣殿不是摩利亚山上的。
That temple is not the temple of Mount Moriah.
不是了。
No, it's not.
现在摩利亚山是比橄榄山还要低的。
Now the temple mount is actually lower than the Mount of Olives.
但是将来的摩利亚山要成为最高的山。
But one day the Mount Moriah will become the highest mountain.
因为地震的缘故，结果板块移动就把它。
Because of the reason, because of an earthquake, it will push Mount Moriah to be higher than Mount Olives.
所以圣殿上要超过所有的山。
So that the Temple Mount will be higher than all the mountains.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
而且那个广场就比现在不知道大多少了。
And that courtyard will be much greater than what it is now.
所以叫神荣耀回来的时候。
So when the glory of God returns,
是回到圣殿。
It will return to the temple.
但是不是同一个圣殿。
But it's not the same temple.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
这就是和以西结的意象有关。
This is much to do with the vision of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
对于以色列人来说
for the people of Israel,
他们觉得神的荣耀到现在还没有回来
They think that the glory of God has still not returned.
非常简单
It's very simple.
因为他们还等候弥赛亚来
Because they're still waiting for the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚来的时候
They believe when the Messiah comes,
有个大的地震
There will be a great earthquake.
然后摩利亚山要变成最高的
And then Mount Moriah will be the highest mountain.
然后那个时候你要看见有一个圣殿从来没有过，就是以西结最后八章所给我们看见那个圣殿
And then there will be a temple. that have never seen, never, people have never seen before in the last eight chapters of Ezekiel.
所以他们就等主耶稣回来。
So that's why they're waiting for the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚回来，神的荣耀就回来。
When the Messiah returns, the glory of God will return.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
很稀奇的。
It's very amazing.
你不会觉得你非常稀奇。
It's very amazing.
我们没有时间仔细来看。
We don't have time to study it carefully.
但是当你读旧新约的，当你读圣新约的时候
，But when you study the New Testament,
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
约翰怎么说
？What did John say?
他说我们看见了神的荣耀。
We beheld his glory.
以乃是神独生子的荣耀。
Glory as the only begotten from the Father.
所以这什么意思
？So what does that mean?
这证明说神的荣耀已经回来。
It means that the glory of God has already returned.
已经在主耶稣身上回来。
Already returned upon the Lord Jesus.
所以他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
你们拆毁这殿，三天要把它建立起来。
Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
神的荣耀回到哪里
？Where did the glory of God return?
神的荣耀回到他的圣殿。
He returned to his temple.
所以现在你明白吗
？So now you understand?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
我们的主来到地上的时候
，But the Lord came to this earth.
神的荣耀已经回来了。
The glory of God already returned.
不光如此
，Not only that.
他说：“看呐
，Behold，
这里有一个人比圣殿。”
There is someone greater than the temple here.
弟兄姊妹，这句话什么意思
？What does that mean, brothers?
我们的主如果比圣殿更大
，If our Lord Jesus is greater than the temple,
现在你清楚
，Now you are clear.
你明白吗
？Now do you understand?
如果有一个东西比圣殿更大
，If there is something greater than the temple,
那就是以西结后面八章所说的那个大的。
That it ought to be that great temple spoken of the last eight chapters.
所以这什么意思
？What does that mean?
你们还在等。你们还在等神的荣耀回来。
You are still waiting for the glory of God to return.
这里有一个人比神的殿更大。
But behold, someone greater than.
如果你是读圣经的人
，If you are a one who studies the Bible,
你们要知道神的荣耀已经回来。
You know that the glory of God has already returned.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你看得很清楚。
You see very clearly.
在这里明明显显给我们看见。
Very clearly does it show us here.
我们的主来的时候
，When our Lord Jesus came,
神的荣耀已经回来。
The glory of God returned.
那么神的荣耀回来还有一个结果。
Now there is one other result of God's glory return.
你读到第四十七章的时候
，If you study the chapter 47,
结果你看见整个的磐石裂开了，因为我们知道整个的这个摩利亚山是盖在一个大的磐石。
And then the whole rock cleft because we know Mount Moriah is built upon a whole rock.
结果从摩利亚山那里有一个水泉发出来了。
And then there is actually a stream of water from that
spring
rock, a spring.
结果那个 spring 慢慢的就从圣殿里流出来。
And then slowly that spring flowed forth out of the temple.
这就是四十七章的情形。
This is the condition of chapter 47.
它慢慢的往外流。
And then flowed outwardly.
它流到门槛。
And then it came to the gate.
这个从来没有这个事。
No one has ever seen something like that.
圣殿是圣殿，活水是活水。
The temple is the temple. The living water is the living water.
圣殿跟活水怎么会在一起
？How could the temple and the living water be together?
如果有一天圣殿里面有活水了
，If one day the temple has living water,
这证明什么
？What does that prove?
神的荣耀回来了。
Proves that the glory of God returns.
对
对
你看见吗
？You see that?
只有神荣耀回来的时候
，Only when the Lord glory of God returns.
圣殿不光是让人感觉到神的同在
，The temple not only allows people to sense the presence of God.
圣殿不光让人来到神的面前
，Not only the temple allows us to come before the presence of God.
圣殿也告诉我们说
，The temple also tells us.
生命的活水要流到人中间去
，The living water is going to flow forth amongst men.
就跟那个水往东流
，And then that water will flow east.
你量一量又深了一点
，And then you measure a little bit longer.
再量一量又深了一点
，Measure a little.A little bit more distance, a little bit higher. And it becomes a river.
一直流到哪里
？Flowing all the way to,
流到死海
to the Dead Sea.
死海是没有生命的。
The Dead Sea is a dead sea.
现在整个死海像加利利海一样。
Does it have life? But then it becomes like the Galilee.
亲爱的弟兄
full of life.
你看见吗？
Sisters,
这证明神的荣耀回来了。
It proves that the glory of God returned.
神的荣耀回来，死海就变成加利利海。
The glory of God returned, and then the Dead Sea becomes the Galilee.
现在你懂吗
？Now you understand.
在圣经里面
，in the Bible,
加利利是个不没有名，是个不见经传的。
Galilee is a place where it's not very famous at all.
但主耶稣拣选了加利利。
But the Lord Jesus chose Galilee.
为什么拣选加利利
？He chose Galilee.
四福音都跟加利利发生关系。
The four gospels has much to do with Galilee.
到处都是鱼，到处都是生命。
Because it's full of life, full of fish.
我们主的目的是什么
？The purpose of our Lord is what?
死海变成加利利海。
Is to make the Dead Sea into the Galilee.
所以他受浸的地方就是靠近死海。
So that's why where he was baptized was close to the Dead Sea.
他工作开始地方就是死海。
The start of his work began from the Dead Sea.
他的目的是什么
？What is his purpose?
目的就是神的荣耀来的时候。
Is that when the glory of God comes?
你怎么叫荣耀来了
？How do you know the glory came?
你看见死海变成加利利海。
You see when the Dead Sea becomes the Galilee.
到处都是大鱼。
Full of the fishermen.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗
？Do you understand?
这个很清楚，很清楚。
This is very clear, very clear.
那么有一次。
One time,
你记得是祝棚节的时候。
During the Feast of Booths,
主耶稣就站起来大声说。
Our Lord Jesus stood up and proclaimed loudly.
那一天呢，他们要做两件事。
That day they had to do two things.
第一件事情
，the first thing they wanted to do，
就是他们一定要到希洛亚池子去拿水来。
They would go to the pool of Siloam to collect water.
然后把水就倒在祭坛那里。
And they would pour the water near the altar.
还有呢
，not only that，
他们要做一件事。
They would do another thing.
他们这一群人要到美门口。
These people they have to go to the beautiful gate.
他们的脸不是朝向太阳，他是背向太阳。
And their faces, their backs are towards the sun.
他们脸朝向什么？朝向圣殿。
Their face is towards the temple.
他们有一个祷告。
They had a prayer.
他是我们的祖先。
Said our forefathers.
脸朝着太阳拜太阳。
Their face were towards the sun and they worshiped the sun. What does that mean?
是以西结的故事。
It's the story of Ezekiel.
这个你懂吗
？Now you understand.
以西结的故事。
It's the story of Ezekiel.
所以他们面向太阳。
So they face towards the sun.
我们背向太阳。
Our backs are towards the sun.
弟兄姊妹，做了这两件事。
They did these two things.
所以这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这两件事都叫你想起以西结。
These two things remind you of Ezekiel.
圣殿里面有水了。
Now the temple has water.
现在有人脸不是向着太阳，乃是向着圣殿。
Now there are people that their face is not towards the sun, but towards the temple.
证明什么
？What does it prove?
证明他们巴不得神的荣耀赶快回来。
Their longing is that the glory of God will return.
每年祝丰节，他们都希望他们的弥赛亚赶快回来。
Every year during the Feast of Booths, they would ask the Messiah to return.
弥赛亚还没有回来。
The Messiah has not returned.
就在这个时候
，At this point,
主耶稣对着这一班人
，The Lord Jesus spoke to these people.
他们渴、啊。
They were thirsty.
为什么渴
？Why were they thirsty?
十年前没有回来。
10 years ago, he didn't.
五年前又没有回来。
5 years ago, he didn't.
他们越来越渴了。
They're so thirsty.
看世界越来越黑暗。
The world is becoming darker.
弥赛亚没有回来。
Messiah has not returned.
他们真是饥渴、啊。
They were so thirsty.
这个时候主耶稣站起来。
This time, the Lord Jesus.
He proclaimed loudly, 人若渴了
if man is thirsty,
可以到我这里来喝
they can come to me.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
do you see that?
他怎么说呢
what did he say?
信我的人
he who believes in me,
要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来
shall flow forth from his innermost being, waters of living, streams of living water.
你们不是想到以西结47章吗
do you think about Ezekiel 47?
你们不是看见那个水从圣殿里面流出来
do you see how the water come forth from the temple?
现在你要记得
now you have to remember,
你们等候的荣耀的那神的荣耀已经回来
the glory that you are waiting for has already returned.
站在你面前的就是神的荣耀
He who stands before you is the glory of God.
站在神面前站在你们面前的就是神活动的宝座
He who stands before you is that moving throne.
站在你们面前的就是以西结所看见的
He who is before you is what Ezekiel saw.
人若渴了
if you're thirsty,
可以到我这里来
they come to me to drink.
你看因为我们主回来
because the Lord Jesus returned.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
他的磐石为我们裂开
He was that rock that was cut for us.
等到今天活水流出来
when the living water comes forth,
流到这世界的
When flows forth into the dead sea of the world,
是不是通通活过来
Is it that everything comes alive?
就是没我们是真的
But this is we are.
我们本来是死海一样
We are just like the dead sea before.
结果我们都活过来了
But now we have become alive.
你看这不证明神的荣耀已经回来了
Does that prove that the glory of God has returned?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在主怎么说呢
Now what does the Lord say?
看看他们
But behold, look at them.
要信我的人
Those who believe in me.
从他的最深处
From his innermost being.
流出活水来
Shall flow forth waters of living water.
你们看见水从圣殿流出来
You see how the water comes forth
这是你们今天所做的
This is what you've done today
但是我告诉你们
But let me tell you today
他们就是神的殿
They are the temple of God
弟兄姊妹
You see that
不管我们的主是神的殿
Not just our Lord is the temple of God
他是那个活动的宝座
He is that moving throne
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这些人
These people
也是神的殿
They are also the temple of God
主升天以后
After our Lord ascended
他们就是那个活动的宝座
They are that moving throne
从他们的深处
From their innermost
流出活水的江河
Will flow forth waters of living water
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这里很清楚给我们看见。
Do you see that here?
你明白吗
？You see it?
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
现在这个水是流到哪里
？Where does this water flow?
流到死海。
Flows to the Dead Sea.
如果你读如果你读这个该撒利亚。如果你说该撒利亚的预言的话
So if you study the prophecy of Caesar
那个水是两个方向流的
That water it goes towards two directions
一个往东是往死海去
On the one hand going to the east to the Dead Sea
一个往西是往地中海去
On the other hand goes to the west to the Mediterranean
耶路撒冷从来没有过河
Jerusalem has never had a river
现在有一条河
Now there is a river
这条 教会是神的神欢喜，神的神欢喜。
This river causes God to rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，对犹太人来讲
，for the Jewish people，
他们一直等到有一天神的荣耀就回来。
They're waiting for one day for the glory of God to return.
主耶稣说不需要再等。
The Lord Jesus says you don't have to wait.
他就是神的。
He is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，他站在这里。
He stood upon the ground.
他把天堂带到。
He brought heaven here.
把神的旨意带到。
He brought the glory of God here.
感谢神。
Thank God.
不光如此。
Not only that.
所有信他的人。
All those who believe in him.
不光不再渴。
Not only will they not thirst again.
所以约翰福音第一章。
So that's why John chapter 1.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
到了第四章。
Chapter 4.
生命就到了我们的里头。
The life comes into us.
因为这个生命活水在我们里面要成为一井的泉源。
Because that life will become a well of water springing up to eternal life.
一直在那里涌流的。
It's springing up to eternal life.
但这个水要越来越大，越来越大。
But that water will become greater and greater and greater.
到了第七章。
And chapter 7.
就流出活水的江河。
Will flow for living water, rivers of living water.
我们的生命乃是 overflowing life， 是个洋溢的生命。
Our life ought to be an overflowing life.
什么叫洋溢的生命？
What does it mean an overflowing life？
哪里有死亡？
Wherever there is death，
你看这个水就往哪里去？
That water goes that direction。
哪里有痛苦？
Wherever there's suffering，
这个水就往哪里？
That water goes there。
告诉我东边有痛苦。
Tells me that there's suffering in the east。
告诉我西边有苦难。
Tells me there's suffering in the west。
告诉我北边有眼泪。
That tells me there's the tears in the north。
不管在哪里。
No matter which way，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们这些人。
We
从我们的腹中
，from our innermost being，
流出活水的
，will flow forth water springing up eternal life。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着我们跟着圣灵
，because we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit。
羔羊无论往哪里去
，no matter where the lamb goes，
我们永远听见穹苍上面宝座那微小的声。
We always hear that still small voice from above the expanse。
结果是什么结果
？What is the result？
你在地上。
When you're on earth,
你又在天。
You're in heaven also.
这就是两栖的生。
This is the amphibious life.
不光你看见了荣耀的天。
You not only saw the glorious heaven.
你有一个使命。
You have a mission.
因为有轮子的。
Because you have wheels.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看无论什么地方。
No matter where we go.
我们把天堂就带到。
We bring heaven there.
但是不光如此。
But not only that.
我们的生命也是超越的生命。
Our life is also transcendent life.
与基督一同坐在天上。
Seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
从天降下。
We descend from heaven.
仍旧在天。
Yet we're still in heaven.
因为我们在地上。
On the one hand, we're on earth.
我们不是到深山，不是到修道院去。
We don't go to the monastery.
我们还是和人做朋友。
We're still friends with sinners.
但是君子之交淡如水。
But just like gentlemen as friends.
所以你看见吗？是淡淡的做朋友。
So we're just very cordial.
为着赢得他们来归向。
In order that we can win them to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们没有因着与世人在一起，与世人认同的缘故。
It doesn't mean that because we identify with sinners.
好像我们与这个世界认同的不是。
As if we identify with the world. No.
从天降下，仍旧在。
We descend from heaven, yet still in heaven.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们虽然经过这块地
，Even though we go through this parched land，
感谢主
，Thank the Lord，
我们不属于这块地
，We don't belong to this land，
感谢神
，Thank God。
现在你看见以西结的图画
，Now you see the picture of Ezekiel，
给我们看见
，It shows us
是应验在基督和他教会身上
，It's fulfilled in the Christ and the Church。
所以但愿主对我们说更深的
，May the Lord speak to the depths of our hearts。
我们这次没有机会看整本的以西结
，We didn't have an opportunity to study the whole book of Ezekiel。
这是不可能的
，This is impossible。
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
以西结的意。意象不等于以西结书的意象。
The vision of Ezekiel it does not equate to what is the vision of the book of Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
所以这是个很大的挑战。
So this is a great challenge.
我们相信这是个好的开始。
We think this is a good beginning.
但如果你好好的把以西结都读过
，if you study the whole book of Ezekiel，
你就会明白神的旨意是什么。
You will understand what the purpose of God is.
感谢神
，thank God，
靠着他的恩典
，by His grace。
我们能够稍微看一点点，明白一点点什么叫做神荣耀的心。
We can understand a little bit of what it means about the image of the glory of God.
我们好像懂得一点点什么叫做神的荣耀。
As if we understood a little bit about what the glory of God.
我们的主耶稣荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, glory.
神荣耀的光是照在耶稣基督的面上。
The glorious light of God was shining upon the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着神的荣耀。
Because of the glory of God.
在我们身上就产生了两栖的生活。
And because of the glory of God upon us, it creates the amphibious life.
我们在地上好像在地上。
We are on earth as it is for in heaven.
感谢神。
Thank God.
天上人间两个天堂。
Whether in heaven or on earth, there are two heavens.
你看神给我们的恩典何等的大。
What such grace that God has shown upon us.
让我们低头祷告。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们真是觉得我们是瞎眼的人。
Lord, we feel that we are like blind men.
我们何等需要你开我们的眼睛。
How we need you to open our eyes.
但愿你真是把你自己启示在我们心里。
Lord, may you reveal yourself to us.
但愿给我们看见
that
每一个人进蒙恩的酒。
That every time we're saved,
就在敞开的天底下。
We are living under an open heaven.
你给我们是何等的恩典。
You have given us such grace.
但愿我们常常见主的面。
May we see the face of Christ often.
但愿我们能见证说没有一朵的云彩能够在我们的救主与我们之间。
We may say that there is no cloud between our Savior and I.
我们承认我们的罪。
Lord, we confess our sins.
我们是个罪人。
We are sinners.
主啊，赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
饶恕我们。
Lord, forgive us.
你知道在罪里面的生活是悲惨的生活。
You know that the life in sin is a tragic life.
我们就是蒙恩得救，我们也离开你是何等。
Even after we are saved, we leave you so, we left you so far.
但愿从今天开始。
Lord, that starting from today.
我们认我们的罪。
That we may confess our sins.
我们与你有交通。
May we have fellowship with you.
我们觉得天是那么近。
We feel that heaven is so near.
我们不只听见你的声音。
We not just hear your voice.
我们也靠着你的恩典。
That by your grace.
把你的旨意。
That your purpose.
把你的天堂。
That your heaven.
把你的宝座。
That we take your throne.
能带到世界每一个角落。
And we may bring it to every corner of the world.
听我的祷告。
We pray our prayer, Lord.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
May all glory and honor be unto you.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' your name.
Amen.
Amen.